Hello, peeps. It's very, 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 very early on a Sunday morning. It's 20 past 12. And this boo is all about cake. Me and Kate have been sat chatting for like hours. And she suddenly randomly, we were chatting about something. And she said, do you want some cake? I said, oh, yeah, go on then. Are you sure? I don't want to force you. I said, oh, nobody ever forces me to eat cake. So she went in the kitchen sort this cake out, which is a chocolate cake, I believe. And she suddenly went, oh, okay. And I said, are you all right? She said, yeah, I just can't, this cake looks, I can't quite work out its consistency. And she's saying, ooh, this cake looks very odd. I think I'm going to get you a bowl. So I'm just wondering what the hell.
Here it is. Have some cake, my dear. It is edible. It is actually. It's fine.
Oh, God. Yeah. Where? Oh.
I'm going to have some cake.
Oh, wow. Oh, I see. The top of it was all sort of chocolate flaky about itself. Oh, wow. Did you say it was an Aldi one?
Oh, I think so, yeah.
Oh, look. What's it like?
Let's see. I don't know what you think, but I'm going to get a bowl for me and all. Because, you know. It's a very odd cake.
Well, it might taste strange. Might look strange, but it tastes bloody lovely.
Mmm.
Mmm. Oh, yeah. It's, sort of chocolate fudge cake-ish.
Yeah.
Well, it's nice.
It seems like that.
People listening to these boos are going to think that this whole 2 weeks has been about strange food.
Yeah, I know. It's worrying, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, it is. It's like fudge cake.
Mmm.
Mmm. That's not bad.
You do need a spoon to eat it with.
You do. I thought it was like a cake. You could
rather just messy.
Well, I thought it was a cake you could just kind of like cut.
Mmm. It's more sort of gatto-y, isn't it? Mm. Very nice, though.
Yeah, it is nice.
Mmm.
I don't like it, though, when food kind of foxes you and you're thinking, what the hell?
Yeah, I know what you mean. I used icing sugar instead of corn flour once.
Oh.
I was making a beef casserole and I wanted to thicken it. So I had a box of corn flour, so I mixed the corn flour up with a bit of water, as you do, and I put a little tiny bit in this sauce and I mixed it and I thought, that's not thickening. I thought, oh, that's a bit strange. And for some reason I sort of dipped my finger into the corn flour water mix that I'd made and licked my finger. I thought, that's sweet. Oh no. Of course, I suddenly realised that it wasn't corn flour, it was icing sugar. Luckily, I hadn't put too much in there.
That's a bit like me earlier with the coffee, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. Kate was doing us porridge and coffee this morning. My problem was, she poured my coffee, poured her coffee. What, had you poured your coffee?
No, I hadn't poured it.
Mine.
Mm. And I gave you your porridge.
Give me my porridge, and she suddenly said, oh! Oh, no! I said, what's up? She said, I'm pouring coffee on my porridge. So she, apparently this very strange tasting.
It was.
Porridge. And she said, I'm going to have to throw the bottom of it away, it's all watery.
Yes, it wasn't good.
Even the bird didn't want any of yours, did he?
No!
He had some of mine, but...
I'm just glad I'm glad I had the coffee flavoured porridge as opposed to you. Because after having really random curries that you didn't know what they'd be, you know, you're not going to want to come back, are you? Cake that's got a weird consistency.
Yeah. Oh,
I'm surprised you're still talking to me, guys, really.
I did the other day, they have the best chocolate brownie I have ever tasted in my life.
Oh,
that coffee number one. Oh, it was lovely.
I'm glad you liked it.
Mm.
I feel sick now. I'm going to have to get some lemonade. Do you want some lemonade?
Yeah, I will, please. Yeah, I will, actually.
It's that's really sickly, this cake, guys.
Yeah, it's nice, but, oh. Mm.
Well, at least it's, you know, at least it's not bloody chicken, blooming grass.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Kate said to me a couple of weeks ago, we were sending audio boos to another, and she said, I'm going to have for my tea sausage, beans, and mashed potato. And I said, all right, lovely. She said, I've got some fresh mash that I bought from the supermarket. Anyway, I think she sent me a WhatsApp or a... Was it a WhatsApp? I can't, anyway, it doesn't matter. And she said, do you know what? Excuse my language. She said, oh, I'm really pissed off. She said, my dinner wasn't what I thought it was going to be. It wasn't mashed potato. It was bloody chicken breasts. So poor bugger ended up making herself a sausage sandwich. She said, which was okay, but it wasn't my sausage, beans and mashed potato. But what made me laugh was she said, I got really bloody annoyed with these chicken breasts and threw them in the freezer. She said, how dare you bloody dictate to me what I eat? Oh, dear.
Yeah, it was funny.
Anyway. I'm going to stop this now and stop being really silly and eat the rest of my cake. And I will speak to you all soon with some more randomness, no doubt.
Bye-bye.
Bye.